Hey folks, it's John. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I literally record right here in my vehicle when I drive back from work as a high school instructional coach. Or at least that was the plan before the world changed. And now I do it in the house. Hope you can hear the birds on my walk when I'm in the neighborhood because I don't drive to work anymore. But I do instructional coaching. I teach from afar. And like most of us, I'm trying to figure out the best ways to do that. No one has ever taught in a pandemic before. So let's figure out the best ways to do it together. And every day we do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday podcasts to talk about ways to get students, to get classes, to get schools more engaged, more excited. And today we're going to talk about choose your own adventure. How about that? Blast from the past. We'll get there in a second. But first things first, if you like what you are hearing and you want to hear more, hit me up on the Twitter machine. I'm on Twitter at MeehanEDU. Would love to talk further about this or anything else education related. Likewise, if you like what you're hearing, you can leave a comment, like, or subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. I know it's a small thing, but it does help me. It helps me out a lot. Helps people find this, which is great. And if you think this is a thing that is worth hearing, sharing it helps me like feel like people are hearing it. I have no idea what my numbers are. And I think that like all these podcasters, I see all these things. And when people listen to them, when I listen to podcasts, I was like, oh yeah, I'll do that. Cause like, it's part of the tribe, part of the team, part of the club. They always have like these names like, what's up, Meehanaholics or Hulkamaniacs? I don't know. But like, you believe that there are like tens of thousands of people all over the world. I have no idea who it is. Maybe it's just three people who listen. In that case, hi mom. Thank you for paying attention to my podcast. But yes, leave a like or a comment or subscribe. It does help me find it. Or other people find it as well. And then last but not least, if you want to talk further, I have a website. That one I do have numbers on. I can figure out how many people visit my website every day, every month, and every year. And I have templates and resources and things like that that are available there for free. I want to make my class fun and exciting. I want to help make your class fun and exciting. And I don't even want your money. I mean, if you want to give me money, that's awesome. But most of the people who visit my website, I will never meet. And I'm totally okay with that. I think that great things should be shared as freely, as often as possible. And so I have a whole bunch of open source things. Please use them, steal them, adapt them, whatever works for you. And that's that. I wrote a book called The Adrenaline Rush. The book is all about game-changing student engagement inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms. That one costs a few bucks, but if you like it and you want to read more about it, there is the first couple of chapters available on the intranets. It's on Amazon and wherever books are sold. If it sounds like it's up your alley, cool. And we could talk further about it too, so message me. But enough about that. Let's talk about Choose Your Own Adventure, because The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is coming back for its final made-for-TV movie, but it's a made-for-Netflix movie. And it is exactly what it sounds like, a Choose Your Own Adventure movie, where you go into the woods. Do you go left or do you go right? I saw in the trailer, Kimmy and Titus are waiting for an Uber. They have a choice. The Uber says it'll be there in like 280 hours or more because they're way in the middle of nowhere. Do you wait for the Uber or do you not wait for the Uber? They decide, and they get a button, you know, on the bottom of the screen, wait or not wait. If you decide to wait for the Uber, it cuts to a scene of skeletons in the woods and Titus and Kimmy are dead. That's how their story ends, because you've chosen to go that way. Then you have a chance, of course, to rewind the tape and be like, wait, maybe I didn't mean to do that. Maybe we can do it this way. The idea of a Choose Your Own Adventure book was not very new. That was the thing when I was coming up, I guess in the early 80s, maybe mid 80s. And maybe if you read like I read, now we'll find out we're all on the same team together. As you read through the Choose Your Own Adventure book, it says, if you want to do this, go to page 27. If you want to do that, go to page 18, right? Whatever it is. You would flip to that page, but you keep your thumb or your finger in the book like, well, let's just see, because I don't know if I want it to end yet or if I don't like the result I get to. And I think that's pretty funny and pretty clever. And it's certainly the same way with DVDs. It's actually encouraged you to rewatch or reassess or re-go back and, you know, consume to see all of the lost threads that you might have missed. That's very Robert Frost, right? Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and I chose the one less traveled by. And that idea that Robert Frost says, but because roads are the way that roads are, I kind of knew that I would never get back to this spot in my life. And so I made this choice, and that's the one that's made all the difference. There's actually a whole bunch of nostalgia and maybe self-awareness of the lies that we tell ourselves there too. Like, well, I don't know that it really did make all of it a difference, but here I am. Whether you watch Kimmy and Titus die, or whether you watched Kimmy and Titus catch their Uber or go for a walk, in the end, you watched The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, the end. How that story ends, in this case, is kind of up to you. But in truth, the ending season of whatever your favorite TV show even if that was not up to you, you can choose to go back and watch the things that were of most import to you, to kind of do the things and interact with the text in the way that you wanted to. So like The Office, maybe one of the most famous TV shows of the past 20 years. Unfortunately, the last two or three seasons are kind of rough, and that last season is particularly frustrating, that scene where they break the fourth wall with the cameraman and the boom mic operators. You're like, don't know if this is my The Office. For me, maybe The Office ends where Steve Carell leaves, right? If that's the case, you just don't ever watch it again with the James Spader stuff. You don't watch the Will Ferrell stuff. You don't watch the stuff in the last season because it's not really The Office. It's like visiting my grandmother in the assisted living facility. Yes, that person is in theory the same person who I've known and loved for many years, but she doesn't remember me. And so this visage of who she is in some ways kind of like, I don't know. I feel bad seeing it because it's just a reminder of all the things that she's not anymore, and that breaks my heart. But with humans, you go because they're your family, and you just do that. You also let the people in the home know that you show up because it lets them know, there are people who check in here, man, and this is my person, so make sure that you're still treating them well. If it's a TV show, you just decide you're not going to watch those three episodes ever again. Maybe you don't watch Scott's Tots because it's just so cringeworthy. You can't, when they're singing, hey, Mr. Scott, what you going to do to make our dreams come true? You're like, I can't. I'm out. I'm done. So let's choose our own adventure. Let's talk about what this looks like in a classroom. Specifically, if you're in a humanities classroom, I want to talk about this too. For distance learning, I'm geeking out about it, and I haven't fully tried it yet, but I'm seeing incredible potential with my current unit I'm working on. And again, so I'll give you the straight dope while we're still in beta, and I would love to hear your thoughts about if this sounds like it could work for you. Earlier this week, we were talking about if you could live forever, what could that look like? With the idea of digitizing all of your memories and putting them up online. So it's almost like a Mad Libs, where if they ask a certain question a certain way, then it goes a certain route and so on and so forth. So Choose Your Own Adventure seems to be in the air. But it's all about customization and modular delivery of content. Not everyone is going to learn the same thing in the same pace, but what if your class for a particular story you were studying was a Choose Your Own Adventure class? And I'll walk you through that. I'm not saying just like a choice board. That's a whole different thing. Like for this unit, you can either use the podcast or a video or a discussion forum. Nope. Though that is awesome, that is not what today's podcast is about. I'm talking about a full-blown, real-life, this is a choose-your-own-adventure. And I'm going to use the example of a short story unit that I'm currently working on, The Literature of Flannery O'Connor, to help get you there. So if you've never read Flannery O'Connor, her short stories are grotesque, they're dark, they're funny, they're existential, they're in the American South, they're super Catholic, and they're crazy weird. There's usually people who die in them. But it's not like Edgar Allan Poe, oh my gosh, like spooky. It's like unsettling, like you just feel like your skin starts to crawl. Almost like American Horror Story or the Southern Gothic of True Detective. Watching a TV show that you're like, these are twisted, warped people who are up to no good. And it's that pervasive kind of hanging ugliness about racism and classism and sexism, and you know, these people who pretend like they're holy but are really awful people, or these pretend like they're saviors when they're really deep dark sinners, or these people who do these evil perversions and these cults and these ways that they twist the word of God to like serve their evil ends. And that's weird. Speaking of choosing your own adventure, right? So what I did for my current unit is I let students choose. Do you want to do story A, story B, or story C? I don't care which one they pick because in the end, it's all going to talk about weird stuff. It's all going to talk about faith. It's all going to talk about existentialism. It's going to talk about race. It's going to talk about gender. It's going to talk about ableism and classism and sexism. And in the end, I want students to feel comfortable picking whatever story is most of interest to them so they can be a part of that conversation. But because I don't want them to just Google which of these stories is longer, I'll often start the week off with, here's a plot summary about story one. Here's a plot story about story two. What do you think? And I'll give that plot summary with like the first paragraph or so of the story, because I don't want them to know that the name of the story is called Greenleaf, which is about a runaway bull on a farm. If they know that the Greenleaf story is the story they're looking at, they'll Google it. They'll see it's a 28-page short story and be like, oh, I don't want to read this one. Too long. Meanwhile, I have A Good Man is Hard to Find, which maybe is the all-time favorite, all-time most famous Flannery O'Connor short story. But I know because it has such a reputation, if they hear that, they'll be like, this one's already been, you know, it's overplayed, man. This is the one that everyone talks about. No thanks. They'll dismiss it out of hand. Or they'll Google a plot summary of it, which is even worse for my English class because they're not actually reading the story. So I don't do that. So I said, all right, let's just choose stories this week. You can either choose a story about a runaway bull who's going to wreak havoc on a farm and could be the ruin of this poor southern farmer, or you could read this story about a family who's going to take a family vacation, but there happens to be a serial killer on the loose in that direction. I put a paragraph of each story right there for story one and for story two, and I let students take a look on the Google form at just that much of the story. Now I realize if they were like super Google jujitsu, they probably could cut paste some of these pieces and parts and then set it, put up on the internet and be like, oh, that's the story A Good Man Is Hard to Find, or oh, that's the story of Greenleaf. So if they really wanted to go that level of detail, they could scam the game as I'm scamming the game on them. But what I found is when I present them on the Google presentation, students actually read those paragraphs so much more closely because I've only given them but one or two paragraphs. And that level of critical reading and attention to detail is, I want to pick story one because it has a serial killer. I'm interested because it sounds like in this first paragraph, the mom is talking to her son, but it seems like he's not paying attention to her. I think he might be up to something. What's going on? Could he know this killer? Could he be this killer? And they're reading it like it's a murder mystery, like it's a choose your own adventure. I was like, wait, that was dopey. I didn't mean to do that. But that's a happy accident that I'm really excited about. So what if I took the entire story and broke it up over the course of a series of pages on a Google form? But each of these pages took them to maybe the next part of the story with a series of like interaction embedded questions where it says, all right, guys, in this first paragraph or two, just read really closely, but pretend you're a crime scene detective looking at it, blah, 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 blah. All right, do you think that this character of the grandmother is the good guy? Or do you think this character of Bailey is the good guy? They read whatever the same thing that the other person read. They then click, I think Bailey's the good guy. Click. And then they go to the next page of the form. Interesting, you said Bailey? Why did you say Bailey? They're basically defending their answer. They're justifying. That's depth of knowledge three already. They're interacting with the story and they're coming up with their reasons why what it is what it is. That's super cool. They give their answer about, here's what I think about Bailey. Huh, interesting, okay. You know what? Okay, now I'm ready. Let's go back to our story and see where we go. And then they pick up with the next paragraph that was already scheduled, but it feels more interactive, like they've chosen their way into that because they're being led with some guiding prompts or questions based on the way that they're reading it. Interesting. So you think the grandmother's a good character? All right. Can you find me some evidence of that? You build thread one with this idea that, wait a minute, so you think that this guy's the good guy? Okay. Let me find some evidence of that. Or you build thread two that says, oh, so person the bad guy, huh? Can you find me evidence of that? The questions are sort of adjusting based on how smart a student is reading in one direction or another. So in theory, that's out of Doug Liemau's book, Teach Like a Champion 2.0, the reward for correct answers is harder questions. You have created a branching form that could, in theory, keep branching and branching and branching again and again and again and again. So as they've answered the questions that are more obvious with the easier response, maybe they're asked to give more text evidence or more information or more data to bring that through. And then it resumes to the story. If they pick the thing that's the harder response, maybe there's a threshold there of fewer characters. And now it says, oh, I only need 15 words here to kind of back this one up. Or can you find one example of that? It's training them to be critical readers of what your text is. The text is still unfolding as it is. And if at any point they get to the stop and they're like, I don't know, they can always hit the back button and re-navigate their way forward. So they get to those episodes that are of most import to them. That for me is super exciting because I'm thinking about all the ways I could turn into a full week of a discussion just by saying, hey, make your way through this form. And by the time you make it to the end of this form, you've unlocked a hidden podcast or unlocked a hidden YouTube video that might give you a bit of a clue to help you clarify your thinking on this. That's awesome, and it's free, and it's very easy to do, whether you're in a classroom or remote. So now I'm kind of geeking out about, all right, I want to get off this podcast, and I want to go make one of those things. And the good news is the story's already written for me. All I have to do is cut and paste a whole bunch of paragraphs into a Google form. especially if you're working with littles or middles, taking something that is age level appropriate, that is a shorter story. I'm talking 5,000 words, 8,000 words, or a summary from, you know, your history textbook or your science textbook, where they're asked to interact with a very manageable, effectively 2 or 3 page worksheet, but it's spread through the course of a Google form so that it's constantly asking them to clarify their thinking. That's dope. And by the end, students will feel that much more enriched and that much more rewarded because it really has not held their hand through it, but guided their sight. And as a teacher, that's what we want to do in our classrooms. And if we can't be there with them physically, I'm kind of excited to make one of these and put them on my website. All right, we'll talk. Stay tuned for Adrenaline Rush because I'm guessing there will be one of these on the website probably by this weekend. In the meantime, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay tuned. We'll be back in tomorrow. Thanks again.